The Dixie Chicks are one of the best-selling country music acts in history. They've just released their latest CD, Home. Critic Will Hermes has a review.
My first impression of the Dixie Chicks was not especially good. They struck me as three glamour puss bottle blondes with a name that sounded like franchise competition for Colonel Sanders, and a debut that, despite some lively playing and a couple of sharp cover versions, seemed about as fast foodish as most Nashville product. But what do I know? It sold over 11 million copies. Their second record was still a tad overcooked, but it bristled with chutzpah, and it featured Goodbye Earl, a delightful murder ballad that was vastly more defensible than anything by that other blonde and homicidal pop star, Eminem. The Dixie Chicks' new record is called Home, and while nobody gets whacked on it, the women haven't lost their clear-eyed sense of romance.
You can't afford no ring. You can't afford no ring. I shouldn't be wearing white, and you can't afford no ring.
Home, I'm happy to report, is a wonderful record, full of hot-to-trot bluegrass licks, strong songs, and some remarkably soulful singing. It's mostly acoustic and seems partly inspired by the old-timey soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which sold millions with virtually no country radio airplay whatsoever. The Chicks have actual roots in roots music, but Home draws as much from 1970s rock radio ballads as from the Grand Ole Opry.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
The voice of Natalie Maines has never sounded more convincing. Even on a faintly corny lullaby, she captures the way parenting can yank your heart up through your ribs.
Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings.
Last year, the Dixie Chicks sued their record company, Sony, for underpaying royalties and got both a new contract and their own label, which they gave the cheeky name of Open Wide. Who would have guessed that three Nashville pinups would turn into not just great country artists, but music biz fire starters, too? Some will accuse them of calculated bandwagon jumping or groping for credibility with Home's back porchy sound. And they have a point. I mean, the Chicks are even letting their dye jobs grow out. But I've got to give it up for them. Home is less overtly pop than anything they've ever done, but it might just be one of the best pop albums of the year.
The CD is Home by the Dixie Chicks. Reviewer Will Hermes is a senior contributing writer for Spin Magazine.